focus on the community on Memories 107.9 WAMW and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Swartzentruber. Each week we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. Well, I'm excited about today's show. It's a continuation of our education preview for our local area here in Daviess County and some of the surrounding areas. And today on the show, I'm joined by Miss Carrie Craney, the principal at the Washington Catholic High School and Middle School, as well as Father Paul Ferguson, who would be the headmaster and the pastor at Our Lady of Hope Catholic Church here in Washington. And I think we're going to talk about the Washington Catholic Schools today. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's right.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. And let's get started here and let's talk a little bit about your all's background and how you got into this.
All right. My name is Carrie Craney. And like Grant said, I am the principal of Washington Catholic Middle High School. I am a proud graduate of Washington Catholic.
Can you tell us the year?
I will tell you the year. Okay. I graduated in 1994 from Washington Catholic. And it's very important to my family. My husband is also a Washington Catholic graduate. He graduated in 1996. We have three children, one of which graduated in 1998. We will have a senior in the fall and a freshman in the fall. So Washington Catholic is near and dear to our hearts. I just finished my seventh year as principal of Washington Catholic Middle High School, and I have spent 18 years at Washington Catholic and kind of worked my way up through the school system.
Yes. What did you do before becoming principal? Tell us what you did.
I started off as a teacher and have been fortunate to teach just about everything except for religion and science at Washington Catholic for about 10 years, then became a lead teacher or kind of head of the middle school and then worked my way up to principal.
Okay. You said you had three kids and one of them graduated in which year?
1998. No, sorry.
Yeah.
I was like, how is that even? I'm doing the math over
That's
here.
That's not possible. That's 20, right.
2017. Okay, 2017. Because and your oldest child
graduated. She was born in 1998. Uh-huh. There's where the figure came from.
No
sorry.
Problem. It's no problem. I was like, I'm doing the math here, and I don't get that. But so you've been a teacher. What did you teach?
I honestly, I've taught everything but science and religion. So I did some language arts. I did some math. Okay. I did some PE and health.
Sure.
Did some social studies. But I have to say math was my favorite.
Okay.
I loved math.
So what type of math?
I taught middle school math mostly. So 7th grade, 6th grade, math was really what I taught when I kind of initially started and absolutely loved it.
Great. Father Paul, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got here?
Well, I'm Father Paul Ferguson, and actually, I was born and raised up in Greene County, so it's almost home. And so I've been here about 2.5 years as the pastor of Our Lady of Hope, and again, I really enjoy being in the community. I came from Evansville, and I had a parish down there, had a great kindergarten through middle school, and so again, I like schools, and I like being a part of those schools, so...
Great. Well, we got a couple of questions here just to find out what's different from last year and some of the past years. We're doing this as an education preview, as I mentioned, and we'll also be interviewing folks from the three other school districts. We did Bar Reef Schools last week. We're doing you guys, and then we're also going to do Washington Public and North Daviess. So I really appreciate your time coming on. Tell me, big picture, Carrie, what's going to be different? What are we going to see this year? That's different from last year.
We've got some online curriculum that we're going to offer this coming school year that we're really excited about to add to the courses that we currently offer at Washington Catholic. We've got some new teachers coming to the school system, especially in the area of music and art that we're very excited to have join us for this school year. We've brought some new coaches on this school year in the area of soccer and girls basketball, and we're really excited.
I want to ask about that. I've heard those coaches, all the coaches, the new ones, are really, really good. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay.
That is true. They're great. We were so happy and fortunate that they've come to be a part of the Washington Catholic family.
So I have to further ask another question about that. And because I'm one of those coaches, you can't be referring to me, is that right?
Oh, I am referring to you.
So I'm an assistant coach for the boys' high school soccer program, and it's been fun so far. I played when I was a young person, and it's nice to interact with high school kids and try to figure out what they care about and get them moving a little bit. So I'm an assistant. Just so we're clear, there's no conflict here, right?
That's right. There's no conflict.
Sure. But the coaches are great. I agree with you. So we talked about curriculum. We talked about teachers. We've talked about some stuff in athletics.
We've also got some extracurriculars that we're looking forward to, grades 4 to 6, and robotics, which began last school year, that we're going to grow this school year. And we've got some wonderful donations and some things I'd like to talk about with it as well.
Very good. Well, let's first start off by talking about the online curriculum and a few of those details. Tell me about, you know, how that came into being and what's exciting about it.
Well, last year we were looking on how we could better suit our students as far as classes that we couldn't offer. And so we went online and we talked to different people and we continued to find different outlets that could help us with this curriculum. And so we are very happy and really grateful that we actually can now offer some classes we haven't offered, like accounting and essentials of business, intro into marketing, anatomy and physiology, principles of agricultural food and natural resource, veterinary science, civics high school.
Wow, so you guys have all sorts of things that probably, I mean, very few places are going to be able to offer.
Yes.
Okay. And so, I mean, you just listed a bunch of classes there. I mean, is it essentially anything that a kid wanted to take, or have you narrowed it down?
I would say it also goes in with regards to what the state curriculum allows us to offer for the state of Indiana. So we looked at what the course curriculum is through the state, and then with EduSare and what things that we could provide.
What is
to
EduSare?
Our
I'm sorry.
EduSare is the online curriculum company that we're going to work with that is helping to provide these courses to our students.
Okay, so that's exciting. I mean, it seems like, I mean, because maybe in a large high school, I remember we had a Latin course, and there was very few people that were taking Latin. I had a couple thousand people at my high school, but we could hardly justify a Latin course because kids are like, Latin, well, I don't want to take that. And so I think maybe this model, online courses, where there's some economies of scale and some efficiency, mm-hmm. where you can offer some of these courses, but maybe you don't have to have a dedicated teacher on site. Is that right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And as you were talking about languages, we all actually right now have a Spanish that we teach three years of that. But then online, we might actually be able to teach French, and there's a couple other ones that might be a possibility. So we're working on widening our linguistics, I guess is what
yeah.
I call it.
broadening the scope and broadening your offerings. Mm-hmm. That's great. I mean, anything in particular about some of those course offerings? Like, when you were telling me about it, there were some things that, I mean, even as an adult, that I would like to take.
Well, especially with the new graduation pathways that are coming through with the state of Indiana, trying to be more career focused, especially for those students that maybe aren't choosing to go to college. And so this program allows us to be maybe some more career specific with our students and offer some possibilities that weren't available to us before. So we're really excited about just the initial first year and where we can take this program and go in the years to come.
Sure. Are you getting a lot of interest based off what you're doing there? I mean, are there people that say, hey, I'd like to do that? Or maybe it's a resource mm-hmm. that they currently don't have, or they're homeschooled, or they're at a public school that doesn't have that offering. So are you seeing some interest in it?
Yeah, I think it's kind of still in the initial stages, but I think that we'll see this grow from here in the opportunities and the ways that we can use it and to better help us market ourselves for opportunities for other people.
Well, that's great. I think it's exciting to look at your constituency and make sure that you are offering a product that they want and that they're excited about. So that's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about the changes in some teachers. I think you mentioned that, some faculty changes. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that and what's going on.
All right. So we're excited to say that Mrs. Mary Wade is going to be our art teacher this coming fall, and we're very excited about that. If you spend any time in our schools, you do know that, or maybe you don't know, that she has painted all the murals in our cafeteria of the Last Supper.
Now, is that Mary Wade, she's realtor? Is that
yes? She oh, okay. yeah. She does realty on the side, and okay. so yeah, she's going to come teach art K to 12 this wow. coming school year. So we're very excited about her joining our staff. And we've also hired a new music teacher. His name is Mr. Scott Locke, and he's coming to us from Muncie, Indiana. He has spent some time as a professor at Murray State University and is very eager to get started and work with our kids, which would also be a K to 12. So we're very excited to have the two of them joining the Washington Catholic family.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll just say this, to have someone that can that is good at art and can also be proficient at, you know, maybe a math or a science like that, like mm-hmm. one would assume you'd have to be for realty. That's unusual, right?
Yeah.
So she's quite the catch. Good yeah. for you guys.
Yes, yeah, she is.
So, and it seems like there's a focus here on arts and on music. I mean, is that something that you guys are looking to as far as continued offerings at the school?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely. There are a lot of kids that are very passionate, and so anything that we can do to grow music and art at Washington Catholic is important to us.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. We talked about some of the program offerings, some changes in faculty and stuff. Any change in administration? Is there anyone? I think last year there was a new mm-hmm. principal. Maybe mm-hmm. tell me about that and how did that change the makeup?
Amy Klein is a new elementary school principal. She's got 1 year under her belt, and I know she's excited and looking forward to her second year under the helm at the elementary school. She spent well over 17 years in public education as a teacher at Lena Dunn in town, and she brings great resources to Washington Catholic from what she learned from working at Lena Dunn, which I think has been valuable to our school system.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've heard good things about Ms. Klein.
She does a great job. She really does. So.
Well, it's good to hear these things. Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the coaches, and I probably asked too many silly questions earlier about the coaching, but tell us a little about the focus on athletics and what's new for the upcoming year.
All right, so three of the soccer programs all ended up with new coaches this school year, and we're very excited to have everyone who joined us on board. At the middle school girls soccer level, we have Amber Stevens, who joined the lead of that program. At the boys high school soccer program, we have Dan Maley as our high school head coach, and Grant is assisting, as well as Adam Sells. So we're excited to have all of them on board. At the girls high school level, we have Michael Alcantara as being the head coach, and are really excited to have some former students come back to the area in Austin Deem and Jordan Flynn to assist him on the girls level. So we're really excited about that. We also have a new girls basketball coach, and his name is Jimmy Beasley Sr. And he is bringing a college student from Oakland City University, a female student who he knew prior, who's going to assist him this coming school year. And I'm sorry, her name escapes me. I hate that. But really looking forward to it. They've all had great rapport with the kids to this point, and I've heard nothing but positive things. So I am so excited to see where we go athletically this school year.
That's really encouraging. I mean, you know, too often we focus maybe on certain things about the student athlete, obviously it's important that they're well-rounded in everything that they're doing, that they not merely be able to hit the three or can score a goal, but they are effective in the classroom as well.
Absolutely. Athletics is more than just wins and losses. Athletics teach you so much more about life and teamwork and responsibility, and I know that's a big focus of what we do.
Yeah, I was talking to the kids. I said, how many of you think you're going to be a professional soccer, or as our British coaches, football player? How many of you think you're going to be professional? And none of them really raised their hand. Then one kid's hand kind of shot up, and I said, you really think? He's like, probably not, maybe. And I said, well, very few of us are professional athletes, and so we have to do the things that allow us to be successful, exactly. other than on the sports field, on the basketball court or the soccer field or whatever it might be. And I think they're receptive to that, yep. but they're still at that age where they all think they're going to be professionals.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Well, that's really exciting. It seems like you're doing some good things in athletics as well. Tell us a little bit about facilities, enrollment. What can you tell us that's going to be different there?
Okay, so facilities, we've got some exciting things going on there. We were blessed to get the City of Washington sidewalk grant last year and got some new sidewalks for the schools. But in addition, we updated all of our lighting in both schools to LEDs. So that was a great grant.
Tell us LED, I mean, I know what that means, but maybe for the listenership, tell us perhaps... Father Paul, I mean, if you know what that means or why that's useful for the school.
Well, it actually helps us on the cost of electricity and the lighting of the school. I can't tell you exactly what LED stands for because I don't do that kind of thing. But again, we had partnered with a company, and they came in and we did all the lights in our gyms and throughout all elementary and high school. And so hopefully we have better lighting now, so we make the academic year a lot brighter for the students to be able to learn.
Sure.
So.
And maybe that field goal percentage will go up for the basketball
That's
team.
That's what there I'm hoping go. For. They
Absolutely.
Can, you know.
You're going to be like, oh, wow,
oh, there's
I didn't
goal.
See so
I
well.
I thought it was right over there. Okay. So, yeah, no, it's my understanding just from prior discussions the reason you would change something like that out is because your utility costs are high.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
there's a return there on investment of a couple of years, and then after that, it should be good, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, very good. That's exciting. So I've seen some of the work going on over there. You did sidewalks. You did LED lighting. Anything else on the facilities?
Yeah, we actually applied for the Secured Schools Grant this school year through the state, and we're awarded a grant for $59,000, which work will begin on here hopefully in the next 2 weeks or so. We're going to update. There's no current video surveillance in the elementary school, so they're going to be enabled with video surveillance throughout the school. We're going to upgrade the video surveillance for the middle school, high school. We currently have controlled access, but we're going to change to more of a key fob system controlled access. Anything to keep our students safe at Washington Catholic. So that's kind of the focus that we're going to do here in the next few weeks. And hopefully shortly after school is in and running, we'll have all of the updates made there.
That's wonderful. We actually had a program earlier this year about school safety shortly after some of the national news events that we saw. That's top of mind for a lot of parents and grandparents and folks that have loved ones that are in school, which is almost everybody.
Absolutely.
Well, we definitely want our students to be safe, and so we're going to try to do what we can to make their stay in the schools safer.
Yeah, and I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's probably a differentiating factor for you all. You know, it's a smaller school environment. It's a private school environment. You can maybe control some of these things a bit better. Is that correct? Or
I would say to
mostly,
some degree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just have one thing. There are smaller numbers, and so it's probably easier to track.
Right. Well, and entrance is coming in, and it's very much a family atmosphere, so... You know the people that you see coming in and out of the door. So, by also being smaller, when you see somebody that maybe you don't recognize, you're like, let's go and check and see what's going on.
What are they doing here? Sure.
Okay.
Well, that's very interesting. And I know I've got a friend who's conducting a symposium or a talk on school safety up north of Indianapolis here this week, and he was just asking different things. So I want to stay on this school safety discussion for just a bit, because some schools in the community have what we call school resource officers, like a sheriff's deputy or someone who's at the school all the time. And is that something that the school would look at? Is it something that has been broached before? Does it even assist or add anything to the mix, in your opinion?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bypass that with this, and then I'll come back and kind of answer that question. You know, we're blessed that the city council and the county council have paid for an app called Guard 911 for our schools. And heaven forbid there ever be an active shooter situation or any reason to cause an alarm, we can push these buttons that we have on our cell phones, and it's immediate access to our schools. And trust me, I know from firsthand experience, as 2 years ago, completely on accident, I pushed this button, and literally the response time to our schools was 30 seconds or less.
Wow.
We had people at our schools. So in my opinion, and due to our locality in Washington, I'm not going to say that a school safety officer is not necessary, but we're so close, and I have great resources. I know I can reach out to Tim Guy and several people in the law enforcement community should a situation arise at Washington Catholic. But I'd, right now, I don't know that I see the need for a resource officer currently.
Sure. That makes sense. That's helpful. Okay. Well, actually, that makes me feel better. I mean, you accidentally hit the button at work.
It does. It does. It is amazing response time, and, you know, I'm grateful to the city and the county because they pay for that for the county schools, and it's a fabulous resource, and we're very grateful.
Well, that's great to hear. Encouraging. So I'm encouraged on that front as well. Well, let's talk a little bit about a couple things. We're gonna have to get wrapped up here. But enrollment. How is enrollment gonna be good or better or lower in the elementary and middle and high school? Tell us a little bit about that. Where we're headed generally.
I think enrollment at the elementary school is down a little. Enrollment at the middle high school is about the same as last year. But I know that Mrs. Klein and I are getting phone calls every day of people wanting to learn more about Washington Catholic, the opportunities that it could provide for their families. And so we're encouraged by what we're seeing, especially here as we get closer and closer to school.
That's exciting. Anything else on that front, Father Paul?
Just to encourage people that like to check us out to come by, and Amy and Carrie would love to show you their schools and walk through, and you might even see me on campus.
Sure, sure. So we're going to get wrapped up here, Ms. Craney. I'm going to give you an opportunity to kind of give us the elevator speech on Washington Catholic, and I really appreciate you guys coming in today and talking about this. As I mentioned, it's part of our broader outreach on previews and education prior to the new 2018-2019 school year. So tell us, you know, maybe a little bit of what differentiates WC, and tell us what we're going to be seeing in the upcoming year here.
All right. Well, you know, Washington Catholic is very much a family, and I can attest to that firsthand. We pride ourselves on small class sizes and knowing our students. And our students being safe. We love to offer arts and music, small class size. And so anything we can do, we're always looking, even though we are a smaller school, at how we can extend our curriculum, make more offerings for our students. But, you know, if you even are remotely thinking about it, we would love to come show you our schools, tell you what we're about. We're open to anyone. We accept anyone. So please don't hesitate to give us a call.
Very good. I really appreciate you coming on today, Father Paul Ferguson, Miss Carrie Craney with Washington Catholic Schools. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4-Star Country, the Journal 95.9, FM 1580 a.m. You can also listen to a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Grant Swartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 a.m. on Memories 107.9 WAMW and each Sunday morning on 95.9 and 1580 WAMW as we focus on the community.